At the McLean County Chamber of Commerce's Be in the Know event this week, State Senator Jason Berkman discussed a measure to legalize recreational marijuana he said he'll co-sponsor next year. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with the chamber's government and public affairs manager, John Walsh, about how legalizing marijuana could impact the local economy.
How will the varying degrees of regulation impact the business community here in McLean County?
Absolutely. I think the number one thing that we hear from our membership is how can employers that wish to retain a drug-free workplace do so? And so in our conversations with Senator Berkman and our other members of the state legislature, that's one thing that we've really been pushing is how can we ensure that there are protections for employers who want to retain a drug-free workplace?
What are the concerns about regulating this legalization of marijuana?
Yeah. For us, another huge issue that we hear from our membership all the time is workforce. And employers are having a hard time finding employees that can come to work, that can pass drug tests. And so that's one thing that we're focusing on, I think. And the other piece of that is the underage piece. There's some concern that as cannabis becomes more available for those of age, that it will perhaps make it easier for underage users and how that will eventually matriculate into the workforce. Those are the concerns that we're working on. As far as implementing goes, a big part of that, again, just goes back to the ability for employers to say, hey, you know, we're going to stay drug free here, and the ability to drug test. I think, you know, another big piece of that is what this will do to workers' compensation costs. Illinois is regularly considered amongst the highest in workers' compensation costs. There was a study released last week that said that might no longer be the case. Some dispute across the state with the Manufacturers Association, et cetera, but I think a big concern for a lot of folks is how this will increase their workers' comp costs.
And building off of the drug test issue that you mentioned, when you're drug testing for marijuana, it stays in your system for more than just a day. When we compare using alcohol, you can tell the next day a person no longer has alcohol in their system. Marijuana is different. So how would that play a role?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that is just going to have to be fleshed out in the legislative process. The thing with possibly legalizing recreational marijuana is a lot of folks, we don't know what we don't know yet. And so as we work our way through the legislative process, you know, we'll have industry groups, we'll have individuals, we'll have representatives and senators bring in their own pieces to the table. And I'm sure that will be part of it. But as of now, we're not sure how to answer that one.
And how does the use of recreational marijuana differ from the use of medicinal marijuana?
Yeah, absolutely. Medicinal marijuana, there are a lot of studies and a lot of data to prove that it is very helpful for a lot of people. And Illinois has been a medical marijuana state since 2013. We've seen Democratic governors, we've seen Republican governors support it increase the length of the programs. And so there's proof and there's data to show that medicinal marijuana is helpful for a lot of people. Now, how this will affect recreational use will still be interesting to see. And for instance, if recreational is legalized, but there's some very strict regulations, how will that affect those that are approved to use medicinal? So those will be some hoops and some hurdles that will still need to be figured out in the legislature. But for us, we want to be at the table and make sure that we have a voice for the business community in figuring those out.
So we talked about the downsides here a little bit. Let's talk about some benefits. A recent report by the nonprofit Illinois Economic Policy Institute and the University of Illinois' Project for Middle Class Renewal estimates the state's economy could receive a $1 billion annual boost. Now, we know these numbers, they can change depending on how marijuana will be taxed in varying degrees, but how could that legalization benefit the local business economy?
There's a lot of studies out there that show that this will certainly lead to a boost. The study that you mentioned is a good study. I think it's interesting because a lot of that was based off Colorado numbers, and so it's a little bit difficult to consider how to compare Colorado's numbers to Illinois's, but I think that there's certainly reason to expect that Illinois will see a benefit. Now, as Senator Berkman said, where that money goes is still the big question. I think there's a lot of folks that are going to be trying to pull it all different ways. And while Senate Bill 313 and House Bill 2353 have fairly specific parameters and based on excise tax, we still still don't know how that's all going to shake out and where those monies will all end up.
That same report estimates that the legalization would create over 23,000 jobs and 2,600 businesses. Can we talk a little bit how that would also be a benefit?
Yeah, anytime you can bring jobs to community, that's massive. Chamber of Commerce, obviously, one of our biggest missions is that small business and businesses in general are job creators and therefore tax creators. And so as far as some of the issues that Illinois struggles financially, there's no doubt that recreational cannabis being legalized could potentially help those numbers.
That was GLT's Mary Cullen speaking with John Walsh of the McLean County Chamber of Commerce on the legalization of recreational marijuana.